You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at an 8-race programme for you this evening at Dundalk. Of course, fixture normally synonymous with Friday evenings, but we've got a bit of a bonus here in taking on board a fixture thrown in midweek, which is almost unheard of a Tuesday night, but that's very much to our advantage, hopefully. And we've got some competitive fare, as ever, as well. Most races fully subscribed with the full 14 maximum complement of runners. And we've got lots of big-priced handicaps as well to get our teeth stuck into. My nap of the night comes in the shape of a runner from the Mickey Halford stable in the 6:55. We'll get onto that sooner rather than later. But we'll deal with the opening contest, of course, which comes up at 5:20. And this is a mile maiden for the T-Rolls. And the one who sets the standard, arguably, is Medal of Honour. From the judge of O'Brien's stable. But I really do think this horse is worth taking on. I think he's a very poor favourite, based on, of course, his rating of 92 more than anything else. But there's no way in the world this horse is anywhere nearer a 92 rated horse than what we saw last time out at Doncaster in that sales race. He was quite disappointing. You often find that horses that when they run in group racing, listed races, that of course they get inflated handicap marks, and this is very much the case with this horse. Plus the fact that he's drawn in stall 12, he's got no experience of Dundalk whatsoever, makes him an absolute tragic bet at 5-2. So I'm going to look elsewhere for the value here. And there are a couple that I do think can give him certainly plenty to think about, including Leaderboard. He'd be my number one choice here from the Charles O'Brien stable. I thought this horse ran with an immense amount of promise first time out down at the Curra back in middle of August behind horse of Aidan O'Brien's called Mendelssohn. There was a race that was dominated by Ryan Moore's superb front-running tactics. He basically set a pace to suit his own horse, kicked from the three-pole, and basically it was a rush for the last two furlongs to the line. And this horse, Leaderboard, just got left a little bit behind as the tempo increased. But he kept on quite willingly to certainly suggest that with that run under his belt and a more evenly run race, he'd be seen to much better light. He's got a good draw here tonight, and of course he's by the sire Street Cry, which is very much an indication, generally speaking, of horses that like an all-weather surface. So he, at 9-2, looks a decent each-way bet. And I'd certainly have to mention Joust as well, from the informed Jessica Harrington stable. Jessica's horses are in great nick at the moment. And this colt by Ifrage has run two nice races at the Curra. He was fourth the other day in a race to cause Rizian won, and Nelson was second in, who certainly ran a good race in the Royal Lodge behind Roaring Lion on Saturday. So I do think he's definitely worth an interest as well at 9-1 this morning. So those are my two against the field, Leaderboard and Joust in the opener.
Race two.
On to race two then, which comes up at 5:55. Once again, Aidan O'Brien has got the first two in the market here in the shape of Points of Peace and Pennsylvania. But both of these two horses have been slightly disappointing. And of course, they're coming here off the back of a long break. So we're not really sure what to expect here. So a couple have performed to reasonable levels of later. Definitely worth a small interest against the front two in the market. Most notably, Invincible Riker. I do think this horse has been crying out for a sound surface, but he just hasn't been able to find those conditions over in Ireland of late because of the heavy ground prevailing. His runs, however, in defeat at Roscommon and Fairy House under such conditions certainly suggest that he's got plenty of ability. And now he goes back onto the all-weather surface for the first time. I do think this horse, despite his draw, will run a big race. And the other one to mention is Curly Girl from the William Durkin stable. Now, she showed quite a bit of ability on the turf, but even more so on her opening salvo here over course and distance when last seen behind a horse called Betty Locke, who's got a big chance in the up-and-coming handicap at 6:55. They really did quicken up in the latter stage of that race, and I thought Curly Girl was going to win a furlong out, but unfortunately she was sent down the inside of the track, which is often not the place to be here at Dundalk. So hopefully tonight Colin Keane will chart a course towards more the centre and certainly give her a chance, despite the rating suggests she's got a little bit to find.
Race number three.
On to the 6:25 then. Once again, very competitive fair, around about 9-2, 4-1 the field this morning. I do quite like the chances here, however, despite top weight of Tribal Path. Of course, he's got a lumped 10 stone 7 less Gary Halpin's 3. But he's basically a cut above these rivals. He's a class apart, and his last two runs in defeat have been excellent behind the likes of Stenographer in a very good race down in Listowel last day, behind a horse called Not a Bad Old Day. He was a very difficult horse to pass once he's in front, but he had a whole host of inform and strongly fancied horses in behind him that day. And he's got a really good record here at Dundalk. He's managed to win 3 in 18, but generally speaking, he's there or thereabouts. He likes to race up with the speed, so draw 3 is not a bad position to be in. So I do think he'll go well. Another one to mention here in a much bigger price is Pallavicini Run, who was out the handicap here when last seen back in August, when he ran not too badly behind a horse called Reckless Endeavour, who absolutely bolted up in a listed race here last week. The time figure, even though he finished 10th, certainly wasn't all that shabby. And given now that he's back up to his favourite trip of 7 furlongs, I do expect Pallavicini Run to outrun his odds this evening.
Race 4.
Right then, on to the 6.55. My best bet runs here in this particular contest, and I'm hoping that Curly Girl will run really well in the second race on the card, because I do think Betty Locke's got a big chance here on her second run in handicap company. She didn't really handle the ground when last seen at the Garran Park on heavy ground, but she didn't run too badly to finish fourth behind Dermot Weld, Sorrel Del Rose. But that run here on her only attempt here at Dundalk certainly suggests she's got every chance of going close off a mark of just 74. In fact, the handicapper has given her a pound back as well, which is quite amazing. Pat Smullen's obviously an interesting jockey booking, and the way she's quickened up in the latter stages suggests to me that she's going to be a powerful force throughout the remaining part of the all-weather circuit during the winter. Odds of around about 6-1 are available for Betty Locke this morning, and I see that as a really good each-way bet in a wide open contest.
Race 5.
On to the 7.25 then, and this looks again another race up for grabs, but again another horse that I think has been absolutely crying out for a decent surface. And I do like horses by Fastnet Rock as well when they come on a poly track or particularly a tapeter surface for the first time. You can get a bit of an angle here, and Spring Garden is the one that jumps out and hits me between the eyes here. 5-1 with William Hill this morning. I do think that's cracking each way business from a stable that can do little wrong at the moment. Jessica Harrington, of course. This horse has been placed on its last two runs on bottomless ground at Garran Park both times respectively. And even though she's been well beaten to a degree, I thought she's kept on willingly enough, and grand that she's been absolutely hating. It's always noticeable to me that this horse has been always strongly fancied in the market as well, suggesting that she's much better than her current rating, but she hasn't been able to run to that level because of the prevailing conditions. But there should be no excuses here tonight. As I said, she'll get a lovely run round the inside, and it's hard to see this horse on all known form not being involved in the finish.
Race number 6.
On to the 7.55 then, probably my least favourable race here tonight with regards a strong opinion. I suppose I'd probably have to go with Alakaya here, even though it would be a very, very mild choice. I'm not absolutely entirely in love, or haven't been, with her attitude so far, but I've given her the benefit of the doubt because she's been racing on soft or heavy ground, and got a sneaky feeling, being by Sindar, that she might want a better surface. It might just enable her to finish off her race a little bit better. But similar to her, I don't really fancy World Stage either's attitude. He's had the blinkers on tongue tie, and he's looked a little bit flaky under pressure as well. So I'm not really left with a lot behind them. So I think Alakai has just probably about got the best form, and she'll do for me here, drawn stall 1 in the hands of Pat Smullen.
Race 7.
On to the 8.25 then, and British Art is bound to be a popular choice for many. Of course, ridden by Pat Smullen, and a winner first time up in the visor at Newcastle last time. It's just whether that contraption works for the second time for this gelding by Ifarage. If so, then he's going to take a bit of beating. But I do think there's one that's slightly overpriced. In fact, I do think it's colossally overpriced. Was 25-1 this morning. David Kelly's filly Shoefly. Now, you couldn't possibly fancy this horse on its last two runs because it's got beat 60 lengths and 45 lengths, respectively. But the heavy ground wouldn't have suited this horse one iota. In fact, his form on the turf is pretty dismal anyway. But if you go back four starts and that run at Wolverhampton, You'd certainly think that this horse has got much better chance than his odds imply, having finished second to a horse called Brandon Castle, who's gone on to win three times subsequently, and he's now rated a lofty 84, which just shows you what this filly by Asimov was up against that evening. Back in third was a horse called Amatasano, who of course has gone on to win subsequently. And the key form line is there for all to see, because Koenig Hall was fourth. Now, Koenig Hall was chalked up at 5-2 favourite for this race. So there's no way, based on that run at Wolverhampton, that Shoefly should be 25-1, or should have been 25-1. And I think the market has now corrected itself. William Hill at time of recording going 9-1, which is much more in line with his her chances here. Hopefully she gets a nice run round from stall six in the hands of Emmett McNamara, and she's got every chance of landing a bit of a punt there in the 8.25.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which comes up in the shape of the second division of that mile and a half handicap. And I'm going to give another go to Semper Amigos, who's caught the eye on its last two starts. First of all, Galway, when finishing his race off incredibly well from the back end of the field to finish never near a second to get out of jail. And an almost a carbon copy performance when next seen at Roscommon, when staying on very well behind Lost History. This horse has been asked to make up on a huge amount of ground in a short space of time. And I just don't think that Nathan Cross has quite got his fractions right on both occasions. So Ronan Whelan takes the ride here this evening, which I definitely think will be to her advantage. Ronan's a really good judge of pace here at Dundalk. And hopefully this long straight, three furlongs, will give Semper Amigos every chance to wind up and get herself very competitive in the latter stages. So hopefully Gavin Cromwell's grey can finally get her just rewards in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can tune in again on Friday, October the 6th, when we take a look at the traditional Duntalk meeting on a Friday evening, beginning at 6 o'clock. Until then, it's a very goodbye from me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.